This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Maybe you heard there's a guy who's already camped out in front of the Best Buy in Laredo, Texas. Yeah, Black Friday's still a couple of weeks away, but he's already put his tent down. It's actually been down since last Tuesday. As far as we know, he's the first in the country to start lining up. Local TV went to interview him. He didn't want to be on camera or give his name, and he certainly didn't say what he's in line to buy. Study finds 41% of us say we'd rather have more vacation time than a raise, if given a choice. 30% of employees said they feel guilty taking vacation time. 42% have hesitated to take time off for fear of disrupting things at work. And 28% said their company expects them to work while they are on vacation. Some restaurants have started offering discounts if you leave your phone alone during dinner. There's a box on your table. You place the phone in the box while you dine. And if you do it, you'll get a 20% discount. Manager says he doesn't have to offer that discount very often. They say most people can't do it. The struggle is real. Minneapolis is a finalist for an upcoming World's Fair. Twin Cities have been named a finalist along with the Polish city of Lodz and the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires. There hasn't been a World's Fair in the U.S. in almost 40 years, and the spot open is for either 2022 or 23. Bureau of International Expositions, based in Paris, decides tomorrow. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, Brian Northrup got sick and tired of hearing from trainers and fitness gurus that you can't outwork a bad diet. So he put the theory to the test by eating a Domino's pizza every single day for an entire year. He ended up maintaining a healthy weight and even kept his muscles toned during the Instagram project, which he calls the Pizzapocalypse. Ryan said he was able to get results by changing his mental approach to fitness. He now eats more so he can work out more instead of working out more so he can eat more. Okay. A guy in England took his passion for tattoos to the limit by spending $20,000 getting tattooed everywhere on his body. And I mean everywhere. 58-year-old Paul Allen has only two places without tattoos, the soles of his feet and the skin between his fingers. Oh, but there's still time, and he's serious about finishing what he started. Amazingly, he was 49 when he got his first tattoo, but has made up for his late start in a big way. Since then, Paul has spent over 1,000 hours being tattooed and blown through 200 bottles of ink. His 810 tattoos so far feature 496 designs and 314 names. Christmas giving season almost upon us. 60% of us say we'd be willing to give up gifts completely this year and just spend time with family. Yeah, almost 70% would agree to it if a family member proposed no gifts this year. Survey also found that if people didn't have to buy presents, 47% would save or invest the money, 37% pay down some debt, 25% pay for activities with their friends and family, and 67% say it's easier to cook an entire holiday meal that everyone loves than to find just the right gifts for all of them. Boy, isn't that the truth? Here are a few random facts. LaCroix sparkling water got its name from Wisconsin. It's a cross between the city of La Crosse and the state's St. Croix River. Did you know or do you care the Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat? Essential oils get their name because they contain the essence of a plant's smell, not because they're crucial or vital in any way. Finally, of all the American currency in the world, about 80% is in $100 bills for a total of about $1 trillion. Hey, tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Maritime Museum in South Haven, a program called On the Way to Victory, Building Boats for World War II in Holland, Michigan. Jeffrey Richards will be discussing his research on Holland boat building with an emphasis on World War II. Again, that's tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Michigan Maritime Museum. Knucklehead news out of Georgia. When a TV reporter got assigned to do a thrilling and hard-hitting story about some random intersection in an Atlanta suburb with lots of traffic, I guarantee she had no idea just how important it would be. A reporter from the CBS affiliate in Atlanta, Ashley Thompson, was out near the intersection in Lawrenceville, Georgia last week looking for people to interview about all the traffic at the intersection. A 24-year-old guy named Eric Rivers walked past and she asked him if he wanted to talk about it. He said sure and gave her an interview on camera. Here's what Ashley didn't know. Eric had just robbed a bank. And after the interview, he went and robbed another bank. The staff at the first bank saw him go toward the CBS news van and they told the cops. They reviewed the interviews that Ashley did, spotted Eric in the footage, and then tracked him down and arrested him. Bonehead. That's your Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see something that I could talk about here on the Daily Buzz, please send it to me, paul at wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook. My Twitter handle is @SuperHitsPaul. Fax 637-2675. Snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven, 49090, or you can just drop it off at that same location. Podcasts of this and all Daily Buzzes is available online at WCSY.com and great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.